Masechet Ediyot Perek Bet Mishnah Tet. We'll continue with the teachings of Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah says, Hu haya omer, ha'av zoche leben benoi, ubkoach, ubosher, ubhochma, ubshanimei. Rabbi Akiva used to say that a father, through his zechuyot, through his mitzvot, through his righteousness, could benefit his son with beauty, with strength, with money, with knowledge, and with alichud yamim, with years of life. A father who acts a certain way will leave a certain beracha for his children after him. There are times that Hashem rewards, not by a specific amount of years, that a certain beracha will come in a certain amount of years, but by a certain generation, that a beracha is going to come to somebody's descendants in the third or fourth generation. Ubimispar hadorot lefanav, and a father, through his zichuyot also, could benefit his descendants a certain amount of generations after him, his grandchildren or his great-grandchildren. Behu aketz. And that means it's the time for that reward. And Hashem promises that a person is going to be rewarded, his descendants in the future, that time could arrive by generation as opposed to years. She'ne'emar koreh hadorot merosh, like the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Hashem who called out the generations from the beginning, which means Hashem arranges how things are going to work out according to the generations from the dorot, from the beginning. Even though it says that Hashem, when Hashem in the Brit Bein HaBetarim promised Abraham that eventually after Bnei Israel goes out and they're enslaved in Egypt, that they're going to eventually be redeemed after 400 years. V'ne'emar, it also says, V'dor revi'i yashuvu hena, it also says the fourth generation is going to leave there and return here to Eretz Israel. So it's talking about a particular generation that's going to leave, even though those two teachings seems to be at odd. 400 years is different than four generations. It doesn't automatically mean the same. What we say is the number of generations was the main focus, and that's what actually happened. And the number of years is really the secondary objective of the Pasuk, that the Galut we know in Mitzrayim did not last for 400 years, it only lasted 210 years. And the time of the 400 years is really from the birth of Yitzhak Avinu. So we see from here that the main calculation is that the fourth generation entered Eretz Israel. Sometimes Hashem gives reward to that generation as opposed to a certain amount of years later on.